Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony Green. I am Tony Green, and today I will be taking callers, answering their questions, helping them connect with loved ones above, from above. Before we get started, just a few notes. I am an author. I've authored or channeled 6 books. All of my books are available on Amazon.com. Also, if I don't get to you today, I apologize. I'll be back next Monday at noon Central Time. But if you have something urgent, something you really need to know, or you have a lot of questions, go to my website, Tony, TONIG.info, INFO, and you can schedule an appointment. I am doing phone readings during this time. So, having said all of that, let's go to the first caller. 551, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is T.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just calling to see what did you see as far as love and moving for me.
Okay, so if you listen to my show, you know you get one question or one connection. So those are two separate subjects, and I do have a full switchboard every Monday. So if you do get through, have one exact question or connection ready for me. So what question, one of those subjects, which one is more important to you today?
The love question.
Okay, give me a second. Did you just recently get out of a relationship that was, or was your last relationship a little bit tumultuous?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing she just got out of something tumultuous. So when they say you just got, there's no time up there. It just is what it is. It's just, they don't measure minutes, hours, days the way we do. So that could mean within the past week. It could mean within the past year. But you're not over that yet. You have a bit of anger about that and how everything, as they're saying, went down. So what the first thing I'm going to do for you, anybody listening, anybody re-listening to this show, I am going to clear anger from past relationships. And so let's get that started. Now, you might feel some heat coming up and out of your body. That's perfectly normal. Your head might feel like it's spinning a little bit. And if not, that's okay. That doesn't mean it's not working. That just means I'm taking that on for you. Lucky me. Woo! So I'm going to tell you, look to June end of June, beginning of July. Now, I want to say that's when you're physically going to see someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, if you are online and you are doing things online, there are going to be a couple of people that come through before that. I feel like May is going to be a big month where you talk to a couple of different people, and they, they're just not it, and don't settle. All I can say is don't settle and don't think, well, maybe, or just think, oh, I'm just going to have fun with this. Don't go into it with that attitude, because, you know, we go in for fun and then we're done, and that's just it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know how to get out. We don't get out quick enough, and we start to, as they say, catch feelings before guys do. Oh,
mm-hmm.
lucky us. So I am going to tell you, if pay attention to how these people are saying what they're saying. If it sounds so smooth and so good, maybe that's because they're using it a lot. It comes out so quickly because they're using it a lot. And so easily, excuse me. So what I want to tell you is, don't go for the guy who has all the lines ready and out there. Go for the guy who maybe isn't as slick, isn't as, you know, as they would say, Rico Suave. Go for the guy, and this is really important for you, go for the guy who's got it together business-wise, not bed-wise. Whoa.
Okay.
They are not pulling punches today. Oh, my goodness. And then the next thing they are saying is, anybody can lay you down, but who is going to lay with you? And you know the difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So these are the most important things that they're saying. And I have to say, whoever is coming through me right now for you, they have some very creative, beautiful ways to get information to you. And I am loving it. I, for one, am loving their verbiage. It's not the same old, same old. So here's what I'm going to tell you. From now through mm-hmm. June, there are going to be several different people that you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But June, July, somebody brand new is going to walk in. And that is the person that you are going to have a very long-term significant relationship with this person. I also want to tell you, from now through June, and I feel like I keep hearing May. So you just keep your eyes and ears open, pay attention, take it as a study course. Figure out, for every person you're talking to, figure out what you like, what you don't like. And don't be afraid,
mm-hmm.
like in that song, next, 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 okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that anybody is necessarily bad, but they might be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want the guy who has it. And they're saying you want, you know, find somebody who's together professionally, not...
Okay.
Not somebody who... Pick somebody who's been working on their career, not their game,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
And don't for a second think, don't mistake, he looks so good with, oh, he is so good. Okay, one of them feeds your ego, one of them feeds your spirit. Go to the one that feeds your spirit. Always pick the one that feeds your spirit. Okay? And remember, if they've got all the lines, that means they've used them.
Okay?
So, for you and every woman out there.
if they have those lines ready, set, go, just know they have used them and they continue to use them. Pick somebody, they're, whoever this is that's coming through for you, they are really, 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 really emphasizing do it different this time. You have until June to get it together, get it good. Now, I'm also going to do one more clearing with you, anybody listening or re-listening. Let's just go here. We're ready for a healthy, loving, happy relationship. And we're going to clear to make sure that's a yes for everybody. And I'm really going to recommend that you start looking at guys not as Minutemen, but as happy, and don't argue, people don't email me, happy ever after guys. Okay, so a Minuteman mm-hmm. is, oh, this is okay for now. Yeah, I can deal with this mm-hmm. for now. But then the now goes day after day after day after day. And before you know it, you're 6 months, a year in. I mean, people serve less time in prison, right? So mm-hmm. don't put yourself in that sentence not thinking about your full-on future. So, you know, just go for the – go. This sounds so cliche, but go for the gold. Stop settling for the participation trophy. Okay?
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
Got you.
Thank you so much for calling in today. I am so grateful I was able to get you in and chat with you. I want you to call me back and let me know how all of that is going and how it works out for you. But right now, I am going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 205, area code 205. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tony. How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I love that. How can I help you today, Patricia?
Yes, I just want to make sure I made the right decision, and I would like to see what you see. I have an ex-partner that... we broke up a couple of years ago, and I was reconsidering taking him back a couple of months ago, but I decided that, no, I don't think I want to take him back, but we can at least be friends. Yes, I was trying to at least be friends, but he seemed to not be able to be cordial enough to be a friend. At least the last couple of times I talked to him, he's been very... angry, and I don't know why. So I decided to
end the
friendship.
Because he didn't get what he wants. Okay, so here's the deal. He's kind of the word they're using is P-I-S-S-Y. I don't know that I should say that, but I'm going to spell it. Everybody can spell if you can't, you know, figure it out.
Right.
He's just being that. He's being pouty like a little five-year-old that didn't get what he wants, and he knows like a toddler that if he misbehaves long enough, he might get what he wants. You made the right decision. This is not a good idea. You've been holding this down. You've been doing this yourself. You don't need a partner like this, right? You can
right.
I'm just going to tell you, here, let me say it. You made the right choice. Stick to your guns. And if somebody, I don't care who it is, if anyone in your life is not treating you with love, respect, and decency, give them a time out. If he wants to act like a toddler, give him a time out like a toddler. And more importantly, in a non-confrontational way, let him know about his behavior. So
uh-huh.
I have people in my life that seem like they're never happy, right? And I will just
uh-huh.
say to them, wow, are you having a tough time right now? Are you having a bad day? Is something, what's wrong? It seems like something's going on. And if they look at me and go, no, why would you say that? I'll say, Oh, I'm sorry. It's just your tone and your verbiage would lead me to think you are upset about something. If you want to discuss what that is, whether it has to do with me or not, I'm happy to discuss that. And if they're like, no, nothing's wrong, then say, oh, okay, well, because you're kind of giving off that vibe. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I care and I want to address it. So that's a very non-confrontational, caring way to let somebody express their feelings. In this case, you don't even have to do this. You can let this go like the snow in the spring, okay? Maybe you don't get snow where you are, but here, let it go like the snow in the spring, okay? People don't have to bring something into our life. So when I say this, don't think materialistically. But if somebody isn't enhancing your life, then maybe they're not the right somebody's. And when I mean enhancing your life, that means just keeping you on those good vibrations, keeping your frequency, your energy up. Life is tough enough fighting our own demons. We're not here to fight anybody else's demons. Okay, sweetie?
I agree.
When somebody doesn't
get one right,
you know what? We all have our stuff. We do, and we don't need somebody else throwing their stuff on us. Now, if he didn't get his way and he can't handle that, okay, we get that. We understand that. I'm sorry that you feel the way you do, but don't put that on me, and don't be shy with me about it. Go take that and figure it out for yourself. You're not two anymore. Just because you can behave that way does not mean it's okay or that you should behave that way. Bottom line, don't let people like that into your life. And definitely do not put up with that behavior. Typically, once you have that non-confrontational conversation or statement, they check themselves, and when they talk to you, they are much better. Now, if you say that to him and he comes to you argumentatively, say, I understand your feelings. I think we should take some time apart so you can figure out how you can heal that. Thank you so much, and hang up the phone. But don't let anybody treat you like that. We've come a long way, and we have worked really hard to be where we are, not so that somebody can come in and treat us like this, but so that we can be treated at all times with respect and decency, right?
Absolutely, yes.
But do not second guess yourself. Your intuition was spot on. And, you know, if this person, sometimes we have friends that we, for whatever reason, they're just not on our frequency any longer. And it's okay to let them go be by themselves, bring themselves up or adjust whatever they need to adjust, and then maybe try a friendship again later on, and maybe not. But sometimes you just have to know who your circle of people are and be okay with that. Remember, it's not quantity of friends, it's quality. How is this enhancing my life? And not in a way that somebody's supposed to come in and make you better, but people can't come in and make it worse. You wouldn't put up with it from a stranger. Do not, by any means, put up with it from someone you know or claims to be your friend or family, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Excellent. I hope this was helpful for you.
Very helpful. Thank you so much, Tony. Many blessings to you.
You too, and it was absolutely my pleasure. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. And I am going to go directly to the next caller. And the next caller is 760. Hello, 760. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Tony.
Hi, what's your name?
Speaker.
Where are you calling? Thank you. I appreciate
it's Gigi.
That. Gigi, how are you? It's been quite some time, right?
I know. It has. It has. Time is flying.
It just seems like yesterday. It is. Absolutely. So, how can I help you? What's going on?
Well, let's just say I have a blank slate these days to recreate, and I was really interested in getting some guidance, some spirit message about what my next steps might look like, where I should turn my attention.
The first thing I hear
career-wise.
I'm going to just stick with the first thing I heard because I think it's really important for you at this point.
Sure.
I am hearing that you should turn inward, really reevaluate everything that you have been taught up until now. Separate, and this goes for career as well as anything else going on in your life, separate what people told you. You should be doing from what you really want to be. Doing. Don't for one second think that you have to do the same old to get where you want to be or what you want to do. There's something inside of you that you're very passionate about, but you don't see it maybe as a viable choice or career choice or a viable way to make money. Reevaluate that and Google it and see how many people are making money at it and how they're doing it, because we are given our gifts and our passion as a map, not as a long off distant dream for when we retire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are, if you're thinking, you know, I just love, let's just say crystals. I just love crystals so much. And I would sleep on one if I could. I don't know. I'm just using this as an example. Then look online of how people are using crystals, what they're doing with them, how they're becoming financially lucrative or being able to pay their bills with it. You know, there's things like crystal healings, crystal shops, crystal resale, all these different things. Now, this is just one little example. I don't know if that example is relevant to you. What I do know is that's what they pulled out. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm actually in the process of that. The day that things actually ended for me, I had been praying that I get an opportunity so that situation could end and I can really get back on track. And so I'm in the process of definitely clearing out all the stuff that maybe, you know, for money's sake and for, practicality's sake that I should be doing. I mean, I'm really moving that out of the way. It no longer serves me. And so now I'm in the process of, I have to really make a choice in terms of what is the most dominant, like what is the highest thing on that list. And there's a couple of competing ones. So for me, it's more about really tuning into what the right fit for me is and my soul's calling and what will bring me the most fulfillment and serve.
Let me ask you, what are the competing ones? What do you feel is competing?
Competing would be doing readings and doing it in a more public way and going more full time with it. But also I have a much bigger, I hesitate to say dream because it's beyond the dream stage at this point. It's a project and it has to do with a screenplay. So that's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So here's, going public with readings can be, can definitely be scary for some people. It was for me. Like, I've been able to do this since I was a kid. Stuff always flies out of my mouth. I used to get in trouble a lot for the stuff that flew out of my mouth when I was younger. Going public was very difficult because my biggest fear was, and to some degree still is, people are going to think, and I think in every single business, every single business, I'm a fake, I'm a fraud. They're going to try to trick me. They're going to try to catch, you know what I mean? Like, that was my idea.
Yeah.
So, and also, you know, I have some religious aspects with family members that really don't embrace what I do. So those two things together terrified me going public. But at some point, and I'll tell you, what's happening right now universally is helping people figure out where they want to be and what they want to do. It's like a do-over. Okay, we're cleaning the chalkboard. Write what you really want this time and start moving towards it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say, when I started doing public readings, it happened, I would say, by coincidence, but I know it was part of the divine plan. So, it started with my last near-death experience. So, in my last near-death, I couldn't do the work I was doing before. I was kind of, my ankle was shattered, and I was doing a lot of physical, everything I did at that point was physical. So now I was being into, I still can't run. So now I was being forced into a career choice that would put me on that track of not doing those things, which I loved. If I could go back, I probably would, just because I loved it so much. But I love this so much, too. And once you get past that fear and you just do it and you don't care what anybody else thinks or says, you go for it. And you can do the readings and work on that screenplay at the same time. And I hear the screenplay is going to be a hit. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be quite attractive is the term that they're using. I think you should 100% be all in on that. And just the universe is a big, beautiful, such a big, beautiful ball of energy. And once we decide something in our mind, the universe, the universal energy will put you there and work with you in that direction. Okay? So if you decide this is what I'm doing, doors will open and it will start to come together like miracles one after the other, like somebody is doing magic and putting it in place for you. So just make your decision. Most of the reason that people are stuck is because they never make a choice. They can't make a choice. They don't decide one way or the other. They keep going back and forth in their head. Just decide and jump. Okay, sweetie? If you do that, Gigi, you are going to be amazed at what happens. You really will be amazed at what happens. And the more determined and the more you see the full picture, the faster and the better this will unfold for you.
Okay.
How's that sound? Beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to make a couple announcements here. Just give me, you are so welcome. Absolutely my pleasure. I want to let everybody know I'll be back next Monday at noon doing another 30-minute show. Please, if I did not get to you today, please call in next week. I will do my best to get to you. If you really need a session prior to that, please go to tonyg.info and I will be able to help you at that point. Make some magic this week, and thank you so much for joining me.